the Torah tells us, when Yaakov Avinu came to the Be'er, which they weren't able to take the stone off the Be'er, Yaakov Avinu was Vayogel Esoeven Malpia Be'er. Rashi explains, Ke'odom Shemaver Esapkak Malpia Hatzluchis Lohidiacha Shukaychei Godl. He didn't even do it with any degree of difficulty. It was like a person taking the bottle cap off with no effort whatsoever. So, Drashi Lahidiacha, to be my ideas, this is coming to tell us, Shekeche God. Now, one can not touch this up to mean that it's telling you that he great physical strength, just mere physical strength, because even if it were true, but to what end does the Torah have to tell us, Shekeche God? You know, he picked it up with more effort, less effort. What significance? The Torah's nitzchis. What's the Torah teaching us with that? Al Karcha Dubshat is otherwise. Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zichron Lavrocha used to point out that which it says in Tfilas Geshem, Yichad Leiv, Ayogel Es Even Malpia Be'er. Yichad Leiv. That's something because he focused. Yichad Leiv, Golos Heaven, Alpia Be'er, and we say, in schus of that, Bavuroi Altim Namai. Now again, it's not talking about physical strength, because if it's just telling us that Yaakov had the physical strength to take it off, that's no rhyme or reason for us to be mispalel Bavuroi Altim Namai. Elo, it's like it says there, Yichad Leiv, Golos Heaven, Alpia Be'er, Yichad Leiv. That means, in terms, it's not the actual physical kaychas that he was strong. But a person has tremendous kaychas ha-nefesh. And if a person is focused, if a person has a bechina, which we'll soon explain, of yichad leiv, of motivation to do it, where that's your focus, then you draw from this reservoir of extra kaychas ha-nefesh and do things that are beyond your normal kaychas. Chaim explained that this is also the case. We find that in the beginning of the parasha, that Yaakov slept over there, and it said, till then he didn't sleep 14 years in the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever, he didn't sleep. So Chaim said, you see that he didn't sleep, not just he didn't sleep on a bed, because over here, where did he sleep? He slept on the ground here. That means in the 14 years, he didn't even lay on the ground and sleep. There's also, where does a person get keichas not to sleep for 14 years? It's also drawing on this reservoir of extra keiches, this keiches ha-nefesh, coming mikayach ha-bechina of yichad leiv. Similarly, the bas paroi, so it says when she saw Moshe Rabbeinu in the yor, v'tishlach es ha-mosa, and we're told by Chazal, nishtarva v'yoda, hands stretched out, and she was able to reach it. It also wasn't that the Eibishter made a bria and all of a sudden gave her a longer hand, and then undid that and made another nest and put it back to what it was afterwards. The hand was what the hand was. She went in superhuman kaiches, super normal kaiches, because the motivation was so great, the desire was so great, and her focus was so great to do it that she was able to do things to draw upon this extra reservoir of kaiches that a person has. You find many stories, Iker from the Blue Rebbe during the Holocaust, of Nisei Nisim, that are, you know, we can't begin to understand how they, you know, how they happened. This was documented by a Freie person who was with him, and then the Nazis, Yimach Shmam, said that they brought him to a big pit, and then you have to jump over the pit, otherwise we're going to shoot you. If you don't, you're going to fall in the pit, we'll kill you, Vizel. And it was not shayach under normal circumstances for any human being to possibly jump over that. And the Blujever, who was no Olympic athlete, Taka ran across, jumped over it with no problem. Also, where did these kaychas come from? You draw on these inner kaychas. A person has an infinite inner kaychas. There, as the story goes, somebody was holding, this Friar person went along for the ride and held on to the Blujever and went along with the Blujever. Then he asked him, how did he do it? He said, don't, whatever. But Al Kaponim, this is the yisod. It is the yisod of Yichad Leiv. I just would like to explain what this Yesod of Yichad Lev is. I think the word Yichad Lev comes from the Sheirish of Chad, the Sheirish of Echad. That means, in terms of the Lev, it's very simple. For example, Vavcha b'shnei Yitzrecha, the Yitzra Tov and the Yitzra Ra, to be over the Hashem, B'chol Vavcha. Yichad Lev means that it becomes unified, the entire Lev becomes one Lev with this singular focus to do this specific thing. That's what Yichad Lev is. If Yichad Lev is the entire heart, that means a person's entire being is focused on doing this thing, then the person, the Mahalach with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is the person has the kaychas to do this thing. The Hesber Mestama in it is that Ba'atzim we have no kaychas to do anything. Any kaych that we even to do the things that we think we have the kaych to do, it's not Ba'atzim our kaychas, it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's kaychas. Just Rebbe Shalom gave it to us. And sometimes it can lend itself for us to misconstrue it as we have the kaych. But it's all the Rebbe Shalom's kaych. Now the Mahalach Kanira of the Rebbe Shalom is if a person, and as far as the Rebbe Shalom's kaych is, Hayat Hashem Tikzer, he can give you whatever kaych is. If a person so much wants and is so focused on something that his entire existence is focused on this, and he doesn't, there's nothing in him other than this one thing that he's focusing on. So the whole goof and its restrictions on the person as in his battle, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives the Ruchni is this dika aspect of the person Shlita, and in that the Eibishter has a Shefa that there's no Shear to it, that you can do things infinitely greater than you can do otherwise. That's Yichad Lev. That's what we say in the Birchas Krishna, v'yached l'vaveinu. V'yached l'vaveinu is also this thing. Yached l'vaveinu, that we should be entirely focused on Avodas Hashem. Nothing else should be of any importance to us. It should just be Avodas Hashem. Now, in Aramaic, the Lashon of Simcha is called v'chadi. I think that's also the same thing. The same Yesod, same Sheirish. Because Simcha, real Simcha, comes from Shleimus, when something is complete and harmonious and together as one, that's the cause for Simcha. That's where real Simcha comes from. So, Vachadi, of the unifying, the Chadchi, it's the expression of wholeness. Simcha is the expression of harmony and wholeness. So, it's also the Targum of Simcha is Vachadi. So, it's Vachadi, it's Yichad Lev, it's V'yached L'vaveinu. What we learn from this al derech ha'avayda is that we tend to think, I don't have the kishrin to understand this sugya. I'll never be able to understand this. I have a shvacher ahead. I have this. I don't have the kaychas to sit. Anything that we have. None of that is true. None of that is true. It depends how badly you want it. If you have a bechina of yichad leiv, that's what the Torah is trying to tell us. Ge'odom shemaver es ha'pkak. Where does one get the Kaychei Godel to pick up a stone that all the Rayim together had to pick up? Not because he was, you know, Hercules or something. But what's the Malamet Shekaychei Godel? That Yaakov Avinu was so focused on doing it, that he was so concentrating on that nothing else was there for him at the time, that he was able, the Eibishter gave him the Kaychei to draw on these Kaychei, and the extra kaychas and nefesh to be able to do it with such a tremendous kaychai gadol. That's the limud for us. And it's a limud for us in anything. If you want to understand something, Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, a person can reach, you know, why can't I be like Reb Kiveger? Why can't I be an Adam Gadol? Because I don't have the kishrin, I'm shvacher, I don't have the natural kaych to do it. You don't need the natural kaych to do it. If it means enough to you, if you're enough focused on it, if you're enough focused on it, so then you have these kaychas. Reb Chaim Teitsch, Yogato Motzoso Tamin, so Poshet De Teitsch, that Avadah, the Mahalach of Torah is, you cannot stamp his eichen, and even after all your yagia, you have to realize it's a metziah. Chaim Shmulevitz added a little kneich. I think it's printed in Sichas Musar. Yogato, normally, if you are yogeya, you will find proportional, directly proportional to the amount of yegiyah, the amount of koyach you are able to put into it, that's what you will get. Right? So that would be at least ke'ilu, you yogata and you earned. But here, it's Torah, it's yogata umotzosa. If you put in the yegiyah, you'll find more than l'umas, the effort that you put in. More than that, which is proportional to the effort you put in. If it's a bechin of yegiya, if it's a bechin of yichad leiv, then you can tani zeicha to more. My father, Zichrono Levracha, used to tell me that when he was a kid, they spoke about the Vilna Goyim, and they said in Yiddish, Vilnar v'stazayna goyim. Oh, if you only want, if you have the rutzen, if your entire focus is on that and nothing else is of importance to you, the Eibishter will give you the extra koiches, the shefa of chachma, to steig, to be an adam gadol. The Eibishter should help us that we should take this limud, apply it to our lives, and be zeiche to grow to greater efforts than we would even think possible, and with this to bring Mashiach b'mehirah b'yameinu. Amen.